Hello, my name is Jeff Hall. In this podcast, we're going to explore what it's like, what it takes to become and stay dangerous. I am going to blend science and spirituality on a quest of becoming the best version of yourself, following in your own footsteps, becoming who you really want to be. Will I become who I want to be? It's going to be a fun ride, so mount up and come go with me. Well, all right. It has been a while. If you're keeping track, it's been a while since I've done a podcast. And in the meantime, here it is. This is your bonus entertainment. In the meantime, a little bit of Johnny Cash. I've been everywhere, man. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. I have been all over the place. The last time I did a podcast, I believe I was in Rhode Island. I left Rhode Island at the end of February. I'm no longer live there. I lived in Indiana for several months and no longer live there. I helped my daughter move from Denver to Florida, stayed in Florida for a little while. I don't live in Florida. I technically have the world at my feet. I can go anywhere and do anything that I want to do. Within reason, of course, because I'm not independently wealthy yet. And that being said, I have been afforded some fantastic opportunities. I've done some great things. I've been able to see some things that I wanted to see, go places that I wanted to go as an example. As an example, I got to go hiking in the Smoky Mountains, and the weather was beautiful. I absolutely enjoyed it, got some decent pictures, and had a ball. Like I said, couldn't have asked for better weather. And I had planned to stay there a few more days. And as luck would have it, the reservation that I had, there was just a problem with it. And it was a Sunday when I was trying to correct it. And they didn't, even though I had the email and everything with all the confirmation, they didn't. They said that I didn't have the rate or whatever that they promised. And you know, in the past, I would have argued with them. And you know what? I just looked at the girl behind the counter and I said, look, you know, it's not a big deal. You actually haven't charged my credit card yet. Make sure that you don't. But I'm out of here. And she kind of looked at me. Because I have that ability to do that. And I'm just in a place right now where I'm flowing. I'm flowing with whatever God has for me, whatever the universe has for me. I just go with it. And I had made the plans, I had made the reservations, and if they weren't going to honor them, then it was just time to move on. And I'm glad I did. Well, I always am. I'm always glad that I just listen to that little voice and just move on. I don't argue. I don't like to fight. There's no sense in it. And so, you know, kind of surprised the young lady behind the counter. And I just moved on. I wasn't paying attention to the weather at all, quite honestly. I don't follow the news. I don't do any of that stuff. And I wanted to see Fort Sumter. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna cruise to Charleston. I'm going to go to Charleston. And so I'm driving into Charleston and I see all the signs. And then I looked at the news, right? Like I see all the signs. Today's August 8th. All the signs were for Hurricane Debbie or I don't know if it was. So how about this? I don't know whether it was a hurricane or a tropical storm to this minute. And I hunkered down and stayed. I got a great rate. I think that's probably why. I got a great rate at a hotel room for 3 days and I just hunkered down. I was there And I never got to see Fort Sumter, by the way. And so, you know, once again, I can focus on what I missed out on, or I can, you know, I had a fantastic day. I had, you know, I got a cooler with me. I'm traveling. And so I had plenty of food. I ordered a pizza. I ordered a pizza, and I never eat the whole thing, so I had it for the next day, too. I can eat pizza. Come on. Pizza, I could probably have almost every day. And so I'm like, hey, if the storm's coming, I got 2 days worth of pizza at least, and then I got other stuff. I had, you know, turkey, and I even have peanut butter and jelly. But, you know, I'm not going to starve. And I hunkered down through the storm. And it was a great metaphor for me. And I just kind of soaked up some things. And I watched it pour down rain. It was, there was not a lot of lightning. A little bit of thunder, but it just poured down rain. And there was flooding. On the way in, they said 18 to 30 inches. And, you know, there were a lot of people worried. 18 to 30 inches of rain. And you know, once again, I'm just picking up a bunch of metaphors out of all of this, right? All these people were worried. I think the greatest rainfall that they got was like 13 inches, right? So they weren't even close to the minimum rainfall. And it's you know, there's so many times in life that I worry about stuff and I see, oh, here's this storm coming and I'm so worried about it. And you know, it just doesn't happen. You expend all this energy and effort and anxiety worried over a storm that doesn't get there. And
message has been received.
It never shows up. And so I'm sitting there thinking about this. And I love a good storm anyway. Like, they could have brought on the 30 inches. I'd have been okay. My hotel was on a high enough plane that it was, you know, I was going to be okay. And I could just hunker down. I would have maybe stayed another day or something if we'd have got 30 inches. But I just didn't let it get to me. And so I just used the time, turned on my laptop, did some work on the laptop, did some other things. I'm writing some stuff. And I'm just using the time for me. And you know, it came to me, so I had the TV on in the background for some noise, and the Shawshank Redemption came on, and it just completed my thought process, right? I love that movie. If you've not seen the movie, it was just the freedom that Andy felt when he played the music. And music is such a big motivator it's such a huge impact on me, and has it fills me with freedom, right? It's in my head. And it made me think of Viktor Frankl's book, you know, when he was in a concentration camp, how he just kept his sanity and he kept hope. And this podcast is about being dangerous. And so what this particular specific podcast is about is hope. You know, it's funny. All of this was I wound up in Charleston because of a bad thing. Right? And I didn't let it get to me. And I wound up in the middle of the storm. And I didn't let it get to me. I'm having fun, right? And I sat through the storm, and it was a great metaphor for, you know, part of the reason why I haven't been on, I've gone through some storms in my life, right? Like, there's been bad things that happened to me. And I don't even like to think of that. Bad things happen for me. I got pulled over. I got pulled over today, literally a couple hours ago in Beaufort. So the sheriff in Beaufort pulls me over, and my registration is not valid because I don't live in Rhode Island anymore, and I haven't fully established residency anywhere else. So, like, I would love to just pay some taxes and drive legally or whatever, but my registration is expired. And I can't get new license plates anywhere. Right? So here's this storm. This is this obstacle. And I'm just driving anyway. Like, but he pulls me over. And, you know, I could get all pissed off. And I can, like, I don't know. At this point in time, I'm just like, you know, I'm going to get to meet a cool... I'm going to get to meet a cool sheriff's deputy. And that's the way I looked at it. And so had my driver's, you know, had my, he pulls me over. I had my, all my stuff and I handed my driver's license and he goes, you know, your registration is invalid. And I said, well, I'm aware of that, officer. You know, I haven't established residency. I'm working on it, but I'm here, in part, you know, to talk to a guy about who might be able to help me with some of that. And anyway, they get a call in the middle of this stop. I'm talking to a guy. We're talking guns, right? Like, so he goes back. He takes my driver's license. I'm pulling up my insurance card on my phone. And I'm talking to the other sheriff who's standing at my window. He's got a Glock. Actually, I can't even see his gun, but I can see his magazines. He's got Glock magazines. So we're talking guns and we're talking Glocks. And I don't know what the call was, but the dude that was running my license runs up to my window, hands me my driver's license, says, "This is your lucky day." Of course it is. Every day is my lucky day, I wanted to say, but he hands me my license and they both run off. So I took just a minute and I said a little prayer for these guys. I don't know where they were headed. I hope they're safe. I wish them well. I don't know if he was going to give me a ticket, give me a warning or whatever. But once again, it was just a reminder that I could have got all worked up over this. I could get worked up over the fact that I can't get license plates. I can get worked up over all of this. And I just don't. Because I have hope. And hope, and you know, in the movie Shawshank Redemption, I ended up watching it twice because it was just on, and then it was on again, and I love the movie. And you know, and a lot of times it's just background noise. I've seen the movie several times, but hope is a dangerous thing, right? Like, because hope and faith go together. And the other day, I was in the Rocky Mountains. I wish. I love the Rocky Mountains. But no, I was in the Smoky Mountains, and they are absolutely gorgeous, too. But I was meditating, and I was earthing in this stream. And I was by myself, and I was just... It just came over me that, you know, it's all working out for me. I don't know how it's all going to work out just yet. I've got a class that I'm going to be taking next week. I'm very excited about, always constantly working on me. And, you know, I have hope. And one of the things that I realize is hope always comes with faith. The two of those things come together. Because without faith, you can't have hope that things are going to get better when they're bad. Right? And if you know the Shawshank Redemption, you know, he's in prison. And, you know, it made me think of Viktor Frankl again. Like I said, and being in the concentration camp and just keeping that spirit, keeping that mindfulness, keeping that hope, because they had faith. They had faith that things were going to get better. And, you know, I look around and we're in a storm right now. You know, both in my personal life, you know, literally and figuratively, the last 3 days, I was in a storm. And it was amazing. And I've just been able to sit in it and have hope. I've meditated more. I've prayed more. And that faith gives me that hope. That faith allows me to be that dangerous man that has the hope that everything is going to be A-okay. That it's all going to work out. Everything is going to be all right. And sometimes, and I'm bad at this too, I want to not sit in the storm, right? I want to avoid the storm. I want to drive around the storm. I want to go somewhere else. I want to get out of town when the storms come in. I want to not face the storm. And when I pray and meditate the way that I do, and have my gratitude, functionality. Well, I can't think of the word now. My gratitude practice. Thank you. When I had that gratitude practice, you know, I'm grateful for those police officers that pulled me over. And I couldn't have always said that before, right? Like, I'm grateful for all the things that have happened to me, because I have faith that it's getting me through something. It's teaching me some lesson. And that faith allows that hope. And that hope is dangerous. And, you know, I'm going to leave this. This is going to be a little bit shorter of a podcast because, you know, I'm just getting back into it. I'm traveling. I'm meeting a friend here in a little bit. I'm very excited about that. And I just wanted to get back to it because I've had several people ask me. I've had several people reach out to me and said, hey, we love the podcast. We miss the podcast, which blew me away, honestly. Like, sometimes it feels like there's two people that listen, and maybe that's all that'll hear this, and that's okay. But I definitely want to make sure that I leave a positive outlook, and I leave a positive message, and give you something to help you through your day, and let you know that even when you get pulled over, even when you're in the middle of a storm, there's a plan. And, you know, once again, I started season 3, episode 1, getting pulled over in a car. And that was the last time I've been pulled over, by the way. That was like a year ago. And I was doing something wrong at that point. I was speeding speeding and passing on the right. But, well, because the guy wouldn't get out of the left lane. But I'm having a good time. And even when I think things are going sideways and nothing's going my way and I'm in the middle of the storm, I'm able to keep that hope. And that hope is what keeps me, you know, I love the line in the movie, at the end of the movie, it get busy living or get busy dying. And that hope is the thing that keeps me getting busy living, right? That's the thing. That hope is the thing that keeps pushing me forward. And that's part of what makes me a dangerous man. And so today, I just want to reach out to you and say, look, storms are going to come up. You're going to sit in the storm. Don't avoid the storm. Sit in it. Enjoy it. Revel in it. If you can. I actually got out in it a little bit. I didn't actually dance in the rain because I'm not a great dancer. But I just enjoyed the rain. Dance in the rain if you can. I love that idea because, you know, it's out there. The storms are going to come. Enjoy them, embrace them, sit through them, and realize that most of the time we worry a lot more about the storm than what it is. We put so much emphasis on how big and bad an impact it's going to have. And I know there's so many people right now. This country feels like it's gone completely off its rocker, completely crazy, and it feels like this country is in a storm right now. Whether it's the inflation and the politics and just the social issues that are out there and all the things, and it feels like we're in a storm. And I got to tell you, I promise you, it's not as bad as it seems. We're going to get through this. We've done it before. We're going to do it again. And it may not look the way we want it to look, right? Like, I didn't plan on being in Charleston, South Carolina. I planned on being in the Smoky Mountains. But I had a great time. I wouldn't have gotten the experience that I had in the Smoky Mountains. I was supposed to not be in the Smoky Mountains, and I was supposed to be in Charleston. And I went to Charleston in part because I wanted to see Fort Sumter. And guess what? It was closed today. I didn't get to see it. I still haven't seen Fort Sumter. I went out and saw the USS Yorktown, which is a aircraft carrier that's out there at Patriot Point. And they were closed today. So I'm not going to get to see Fort Sumter this time. And I guess I'm not supposed to. It gives me something to look forward to, because those things that we look forward to are the things that give us hope. and it pushes us to get busy living or get busy dying. So I don't know who made the movie, whatever. The actors were fantastic. Thanks for whoever put that message in a movie and inspired me and gives me hope. And hopefully, I've done the same for you. So enjoy the storm while you're in it. Sit through it and realize that it's never as bad as you think it is. And always, always stay dangerous.